This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB Radio. Apparently, I just earned another mark for DB of the day for my lackluster entrance into our third segment of the show.
Yeah, you said it was filled with pep the rest of the day.
Well, you know what happened was is this. I was ready to go. I was 100%. And Devin, at the right timing, turns his laptop and says, "Hey, look at this article I got right here." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, hey, you should bring that up."
Shiny things.
Squirrel! So, thanks for listening. We appreciate your attention as we get on the show and banter and have some fun and hopefully deliver some interesting topics of discussion.
And maybe finish the sports.
And, before the break, we were listening to the sports doctor deliver a nice eulogy.
Eulogy?
Of Ugganon. And so we appreciate that. And now he is finishing up the remainder of his sports. Sports doctor in the house.
Yes. Faton Bauta, we were talking about, was transferring to Colorado State to be reunited with Mike Bobo. And he will be competing with Nick Stevens for the starting quarterback job over there. And I feel like he probably has a better chance of earning that position than he does a starting quarterback at Georgia. So good for him. He's got his degree. He's looking to go somewhere and start and maybe draw some attention from some pros.
You think Lambert's going to be the starter at UGA?
I don't
That's
know.
That's not Miranda, by the way.
I don't know. If Jacob Eason is talented, unless they redshirt him, but I don't see him redshirting him if they don't have anybody. If Grayson Lambert doesn't play any better than what he did last year, I don't see him redshirting Jacob Eason. They need somebody that's going to be able to do the job. So he may earn it. I guess it depends on how much Grayson improves between now and then.
Because he was stellar in training camp.
It could be something like what happened with Matt Stafford when Matt Stafford first started with Georgia.
Yeah, he was one of the best.
He took the starting from Zach Mettenberger.
Mm-hmm.
And
who then transferred to LSU. So.
Yeah, and he did well there. That was a great game between LSU
he's
and Georgia that year.
Yeah, he doesn't have the career that
Stafford
does. But anyway, so as every dog fan knows, Faton appeared in one game this season against the Gators and was terrible, going 15 for 33 with 154 yards and four interceptions. 1, 2, 3, 4. And actually, there's a similar situation going on at the University of Florida. Suspended quarterback Will Greer, after catching a one-year suspension by the NCAA for testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs, has decided to transfer away from Florida. So he's transferring out. It's unclear as to where he will end up, but there's definitely a lot of schools that are expressing interest. And
George Gwinnett College.
Possibly.
Middle Tennessee State.
They're high on the list. But no matter where he goes, if he stays within the FBS or FCS, he still has to serve that 6-game suspension wherever he goes, unless he goes to a junior college where he can start right away. And even if he does that and transfers back in, he's still got to serve that suspension, so he can't outrun that. But Greer was U.S. best quarterback option this season, and it was obvious when he got suspended and Treyon Harris came in, it was awful. Just offense just couldn't do anything. But I think his decision was most likely aided by the fact that Florida signed the number 4 quarterback recruit in the country, 6'6", Felipe Franks, and the number 32-ranked QB, 6'6", Kyle Trask. And also contention for the quarterback job there is Oregon State transfer Luke Del Rio, who had to sit out the 2015 season due to his transfer from Oregon State. And Del Rio is actually the son of Oakland Raiders head coach Jack Del Rio. So he's the favorite so far to be the starter there. But Luke Del Rio walked on at Alabama after turning down scholarships at other colleges, and he did make the team and impress the coaches, but then transferred to Oregon State and was a backup mostly due to the clash of styles. But Luke is a pro-style passer, and like I say, he probably is right now is the favorite to get the starting job there. So both quarterback situations at both schools could drastically take a turn next year compared to what they were this year. So that's good for everyone listening that is a Georgia fan and the few of us that are on the radio that are Florida fans. So
How many of you? One?
Two.
Two. Two in. That's right.
Papa D.
Papa D.
That's right, man. We have doubled.
Of course, we didn't need much of a quarterback to beat Georgia.
No. No, we did not.
And two, there he is.
2 years.
Please mark him down as a point for DB of the week.
So, have you asked yourself this question? Where
were you?
What the heck are they going to do with Turner Field when the Braves move? Have you considered that?
I have not asked that question.
Many sleepless nights what they're going to do with
Georgia
that.
Georgia State's going to take it over.
That would be a good guess.
They're going to turn it into a multi-use development.
Development? Any other guesses?
Shopping.
No, I like the Georgia State idea, and I know they had talked about originally using it as a multi-use venue for a bunch of different programs where they could turn it into...
Yeah, they're going to tear it down and build a baseball stadium on top of it.
Okay, that is incorrect.
I don't know how he got there.
The first two responses were correct. So the answer is finally here, guys. You can sleep at night knowing that the Georgia State Panthers will purchase the 18-year-old stadium and convert it to a football stadium.
Good for them.
Yep. They also plan to build student housing, apartments, retail shops in the surrounding area while converting Turner Field into their football stadium. So they currently play their games at Georgia Dome. And are obviously going to be needing a new home when they tear the dome down. I'm assuming that's what they're going to do once the Falcons move next door to the new stadium.
I don't know. The new Falcons stadium, I think, would be a phenomenal place for them to have their Georgia State games. Just saying.
But the Panthers program is starting to grow. So
it is, man. They're doing really well.
I like the fact that they have started the program there in the first place. It's going to just increase the students' population there at the school. And now they're going to be opening up the stadium. I think that's a perfect idea for them to use the stadium. They're going to be putting housing over there, dorm rooms, and
yeah.
It's going to be cool.
You know, Georgia State just they beat Georgia Southern this year, and you know Georgia State who just won the computer screen Coca-Cola Bell's outlet microphone bowl last night, and
I think it's phenomenal how Georgia State is built there around downtown Atlanta, so they can intermingle with all the drug addicts and the drug dealers and the prostitutes and everything else. It's perfect for a good high school for a perfect 18-19-year-old person just coming out of high school.
It was the GoDaddy Bowl on Wednesday night, not the Coca-Cola whatever else you said last night.
Computer screen, microphone.
Can we get back to what Devin just said?
Drywall bowl.
Can we now address the rant he just went on? Can we acknowledge that just happened?
Perfect environment for a 19-year-old to go into. And
so
I'm just saying.
By them doing that and building the new stadium.
Get a fix, a bump, and a poke all on the same street.
I mean... Now, Jim. Now, let me ask you this. Now, we insured a house somewhere near that stadium.
Am I correct? Right behind the neon green grocery store with bars in the window and graffiti on the walls.
That's right.
Right behind.
Now, the house is actually pretty nice. It got it completely redone. She's got a fence all the way around it, and massive security system and everything else. But the neighborhood seems pretty good. She told us a phenomenal story about a drug dealer and drug lord that was a protector of the house.
Yes, interesting turn of events in that situation.
Oh.
He was actually the protector because he made sure that none of the hoodlums in the area messed with her house.
Yeah, it's got actually, you know, drug lords do come in handy every once in a while.
They do. Yeah.
I have no idea what's happening on our show today. This is out of control.
We're just talking about Georgia State and how wonderful the campus is.
He fails to see the comparison.
I'm telling you,
the connection.
They're working to clean up that area, and by adding new facilities to that area will help to do that.
So cleaning up that area. Yes. So where are they moving those people to?
It's not my problem.
They have to be. I mean, you're cleaning up an area, and they have to be moved somewhere.
The Atlanta Braves were so bought in to them being able to repair that area that they just went the hell to Cobb County. They're just believers.
So here's what you do, okay? You put it in there, and you just push them about 4 or 5 miles out.
Move them to the old dome.
Move them into the old dome.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just fill it full of beds and lock the doors.
Work well for New Orleans.
I don't.
There you go.
The Superdome home.
The Superdome.
And that's sports, ladies and gentlemen.
Sports is dead.
Welcome to Jim and I Ransom Effect, GRE Triple D, with the sports doctor, Jim DeBose. That's
please, please do the app king and direct us away from the direction we're going right
please.
Now.
All right, so the app king on this is a. We got a thing. Oh, okay. Well, I'll stop.
Oh yeah, we got to be, but we can't do the app king until we're connected.
Connect.
We got to get connected to the internet.
One moment, please. Please stand by. We will be connecting in 5, 4.
Please, will you pass me the checkers board right there?
Hey, it's your move.
King me.
You got me.
Checkmate.
Hey!
App King, let's do it.
All right. Well, you know, a couple of weeks back, I talked to you guys about a cool app called No More, right? Remember that? No More,
yes.
You get to watch one video per day.
Yes.
And get to learn something. Well, there's another app, and actually, I use it on Apple TV.
The toilet? Oh,
no. Okay. But it's also you can also find it on your app phone, on your iPhone, you can get it on your Android, but it's called TED. TED. TED.
TED. That's a good movie, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's not
a movie.
Kind of a weird premise.
It's not the movie. Oh. It's
TED 2?
It's for TED Talks.
Yeah, TED Talks are
phenomenal.
They're cool.
And so, this is something, there's thousands of videos that's actually on here, and you can learn about all different type of topics, whether it is medical or sports or health, education, society, religion, whatever else. And you don't have to sit there and wait for the next video to show up and the next day. You can sit
endless.
It's endless. And one of these things I was watching the other day, it was on TED Talks. It was talking about, I guess, medical innovations that they're doing. And we've all seen the 3D printers, right, where you can go and you can print toys and things like that. And print, you know, you with the 3D printer, you can actually build a gun and all this other kind of cool stuff. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, they have this. They've developed this technology. I don't know if you've watched the latest Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Yes.
You watched that?
Oh, of course.
Remember where they were?
Is Ted in that? No.
Remember where they were? Where Ultron was wanting to go in there and print his body? You know, they were printing the physical form.
Mm-hmm.
Well. That is actual reality. A lot of people think that that's just science fiction, but that's reality. And what they do is it's an inkjet printer, and the inkjet printer is filled with cells. And so what it does, it will actually scan your body. And so say you're missing a massive amount of tissue, say on your stomach or somewhere else. Well, instead of having to do skin grafts, what this thing will do is they'll actually scan your body and then come back through and actually laser print skin cells onto your body to fill that wound up, and then you go in, you put the bandage over it, and things like that.
And they
print it, and they grow.
So the cool thing about TED, though, TED, is that each one of these inventors are each one of these guys.
In case you were confused, no, because how to spell it?
Because it's TED with it's got the. Period in between each one. So,
TED.
Yes, yeah, it's initials.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
So anyways, the cool thing about each one is they have a driving force behind each one of these, and they get up and they're talking about
these
how
are
they
experts.
Came,
these are experts in their field.
And how they came about it and what the effects are on society, and it's really cool. If you've never seen them.
Have you seen Starship Troopers? I mean, I'm just
asking. Wow.
I'm asking.
Papa D.
There's a scene in Starship Troopers where one of the soldiers gets injured, and they submerge him in water, and you see these. He's got a breathing apparatus on. You see these lasers going in the water, and it's fixing the wound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's repairing where he got shot, and I think that's. Sounds like about what we got here.
Somewhat.
So,
hey, the future's real, people.
Well, you know, they've actually printed a working kidney. They printed a heart with this.
See, that's just a
3D printer. I mean, it's kind of cool. So instead of having to do a heart transplant,
I think Papa D wants to know what other problems they can fix.
He's raising his hand like he's in school.
They will probably
call on me.
They will probably be able to fix John Wayne Bobbitt a little bit better than what they fixed.
Hey, it's going to put Viagra out of business. That's what I'm.
I'm just. Anyways, the. It's a good app. It's a good app.
It's a great app. I mean, it's not, like I said, it's not just medical. I mean, it's religion. It's, you know,
Yes.
Different experts on happiness and education and whatever else. I mean, literally, there are thousands of videos on here that you can watch, and they're usually about 5 to 10 minutes. Some of them are a little bit longer, but I mean, there's so much information about here about, you know, like I said,
new technology,
whatever that you want to learn about. You can pull that information and hear the experts in their fields talking about what it is that they do.
The whole 3D printing thing is just something I guess I'd have to see. It doesn't really. I got a computer, a printer at home that I can't even. It won't even print in black and white when the red ink runs out.
But you know they have
let alone print a kidney.
They have a 3D printer at Sam's Club that you can buy for $1,100 right now.
Nobody has it like Devin.
I don't have one of those.
It's a great price.
Wait a minute. Today's return day. You may get it cheaper.
You might. Yeah. You might get an open box for $10.50.
And Jim,
it's in the back behind the frozen food section.
How can you read it if you print it in white? Just
asking.
Well,
you know, that's a good question. It's about as useless as the white crayon.
You just put in black paper.
Yeah, there you go.
And that is why he is the insurance doctor. He thinks right. Outside the box. Put in black paper, he says.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't that be colored paper?
It's kind of like a Papa D's shirt.
That's colored paper. That is. Hey, that's
so that's a tantalizing tantalizing app. Thank you.
Tantalizing.
Yet again, you have delivered.
That's right. And that's TED.
That's right. TED.
That is Papa D.
All right, listen. We got a few minutes left in the segment here, and I'm gonna use up a little bit of that time with a little bit of a soapbox.
You just go ahead. You get that anxiety.
I'm gonna get
and anger
that soapbox did.
I'm excited to hear what's on your mind.
So here it comes.
Go on, spit it out.
How easy is it? It amazes me how easy it is to breed the entitlement mentality, and how quickly it can be done.
I thought we were going to get a birds and the bees talk here.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say, so this is what happened.
Just because I said breed doesn't mean that's where I'm going. So I'll give you an example. Let's just say a family member has been paying for something for many years as a, you know, just something that they could do and was able to do. And, you know, well, you know, they're not able to do it anymore. So they have that conversation, hey, we're not able to do this anymore. You're not able to help you in that manner anymore. Okay. My reaction would be, well, I appreciate all the years that you've done it, and thank you, and wow, you know, appreciate that. No. The response is anger, because we're not going to get that anymore. So my thing is if someone does something for you, over a period of time because they can or because they are able to or whatever the case may be, and then they're not able to do that anymore, show a little gratitude versus being angry. And it's unfair because you don't get that thing for free anymore that you once got. So I just want to put that out there for you, especially during this time of giving and having a we just went through the Christmas season where you want to be thankful and giving to the people around you, and you get angry because you just can't receive that free thing anymore. And no matter a short amount of time that happened in, you already have that entitlement mentality is that you deserve to continue to get that. So
it seems like there was a personal story behind this.
Not a personal story, but a story very close.
So a lot of times you have people who become dependent on that.
Exactly.
And what happens over that time is that they say, oh, well, now that I have it, now I'm going to start, you know, requiring it to be there, depending on it to be there every single week.
Exactly. And instead of using that time to maybe consider that it may not last forever and start building towards being able to do that yourself, and in turn, you just depend on it. And then when it's taken away, you get the rug pulled out from under you, and then you're just mad. Just mad. It's not fair. So I'm done. Let's go to break.
Awesome.
I'm angry. Anger's out. I'm good.
All right. Well, I guess when we come back, we're going to go into a little bit of national Facebook news. We're going to talk about, Jimmy Carter's grandson and maybe a couple other things. And
Jimmy Carter again?
Maybe. Yeah. Well, maybe Paul Ryan has
JC.
Maybe kind of sold us down the river.
Polly.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of betrayed us a little bit, maybe. So we'll talk about that, too.
We got a couple stories we can go over.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun, a lot of good information. But we'll get to that when we come back. And you've been listening to 107.1 FM, WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.